I want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. This is sponsored by Annie Jennings PR, and I am Tony Truppiano. I'll be the moderator today. I am the founder of MediaTony.com and a member of the media for the last 17 years. Also joining us is Stacy Amaral Kaufman. Stacy has over 10 years of public relations experience working with the national media, including radio, television, and print. As part of Annie Jennings' PR team, Stacy has spoken at dozens of seminars, including presentations for New York University and the American Society of Journalists and Authors. Every day, Stacy is on the front lines of PR, interacting and building relationships with the media to help people share their message with millions for the betterment of all. And last and certainly not least, the person that's going to guide us through these 18 spokes in the wheel of book marketing is, of course, the very gifted and talented Annie Jennings. Annie is a national publicist whose PR firm, Annie Jennings PR, is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, marketing, social media creation and integration, promotion, and book publicity services to experts and analysts who would like to showcase their expertise via the media. Annie's clients include CEOs and C-suite executives who want to stay visible to their customers, clients, and shareholders by being seen and heard in the media, commenting on socially relevant issues of the day. Annie Jennings PR also works with authors who wish to share their message with millions using radio, TV, internet, and print media. Annie Jennings PR books experts, analysts, CEOs, executives, and authors on the major media every day and is well known for offering the most powerful radio campaign your money can buy, the 10 million real live listener radio campaign, offering bookings on the major player shows in the top markets in the country. And Annie, thank you so much for having the vision to provide this teleseminar today.
Well, thank you very much, Tony, for a wonderful intro, and I appreciate all of my sponsors today who helped us reach out. And on the line today, we have hundreds and hundreds of authors who really want to know how to sell books in this competitive environment. The format of the teleseminar today, we will be concise. We will be running through the 18 spokes of the platform wheel. We're going to spend maybe 2 minutes on each because I want to get to the end. The actual what worked, what did not work, and what other authors who signed up really want you to know. So this will be right out of their mouths. I've used most of their quotes verbatim, and I want you to hear what your friends are saying about book marketing. And this way, we can all learn from each other and benefit from each other. So Tony, I want to thank you again, and Stacy Amaral Kaufman, my co-publicist here at Annie Jennings PR, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you so much, Annie and Tony, and what a wonderful group of co-sponsors. It's really fantastic to be surrounded by such a fabulous community, and I know we're going to talk a lot about that. It's a big part of the book marketing wheel.
And Tony, question for you. Why are we doing this in the first place? Tell us a little bit about the tremendous competition authors face. It's unparalleled in the entire history of publishing. Why is that?
These are real numbers, and this is amazing. Over 1 million books were published in 2009, just a year ago, and that's up from about 300,000 books published in 2006. That's right, 1 million books published last year. Now, non-traditional print-on-demand books exploded to almost 770,000 last year, Annie, up from just 22,000 in 2006.
I know. I can't even do the math on that one.
Now, you stop and think about the explosive growth of the publishing industry. And so now you find yourself, if you're an author, as everybody on this line today is, what do you do? How do you not get lost in what is clearly a very crowded field of authors and experts?
And that's what we're going to talk about today. We have 18 spokes in the book marketing wheel. This is focused on selling books. Now remember, there's another strategy for using your book to leverage your expertise into really big-time events, big-time speaking, consulting, and making a lot of money in other ways. That's a great reason to publish a book, and that's another teleseminar today. This is about book sales. Okay, spoke number one, be the brand. Readers want to buy knowledge and insight from credible sources. They're going to ask, look who's doing the talking. Who is doing the talking? Why does their knowledge interest me? Do they know something I don't but want to know? be the authority in your field. Be a trusted source of information, be the brand, and be the author they. And you've heard part of this before, but I'm going to add a new secret ingredient. Be the author they know, they love, they touch, and trust. All right,
I mean,
the keyword there is touch. We're at a new level of marketing. It's about touching other people through friendships, through building relationships. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, too. But very importantly, is to be the author they trust. We accomplish these things. We're going to go over how we accomplish them later in the teleseminar. So the new term for you to keep in mind is the know, love, touch, and trust factor, with touch being relationships, social media, face-to-face communication. All right, spoke number two. We need to build our community early on in the book marketing process, the book writing process. A community is people who would like to buy your book, or you would like them to buy your book, or you would like them to offer you an opportunity later when your book is published, such as to present at their venue or to suggest other opportunities for you. Early in your book process, and you can start today, even if your book is published, build relationships with your community in advance when possible, and try not to do it right when your book is published, but for those published authors, it's never too late to get started. It's not like your book is going anywhere. We're going to keep these books going. They're wonderful showcases of our information. While you are writing your book, and if your book nearing publication, go meet the owners of bookstores. Traditional bookstores, too. Why not? Go in there. Ask to see the manager. Introduce yourself. These people offer tremendous information and advice to you, and they can turn you on to other opportunities. You want to get to know the independent bookstore owners because they can actually order your books for you. Email a nice thank you. Meet for coffee. Then when the book comes out, or after a while, you're able to ask for an opportunity with their store. Now, this is a sample of friendship marketing. Keep in mind, the fun of marketing your book is creating new friendships, touching lives, and creating new opportunities for self and for your readers. And these new friends can have some terrific leads for you and can land you a lot of opportunity. So these people are well immersed in the book-selling culture in your community, and they can help you tremendously if they like you.
And can I interject something very
you
quickly
may.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with bookstores, they all have a community calendar that, you know, they try to get the community into the store. If they know you're out there and they know you're local, it costs them nothing to bring you into their store. Now, once they know you, because you've went and introduced yourself, chances are when that book comes out, chances are excellent, they're going to give you a book signing.
Not only that, you can also, as a perk, say, look at my social media. I have, in this area alone, hundreds of friends, of followers on my social media. Wouldn't it be nice if you did a book signing for me and I invited my friends? See, we're creating a true win for everybody, the win-win. We want to create that with every single opportunity or friendship that we do create and develop. Always be giving back more than you're getting, and you'll never be at a loss for a book sale. Very good point, Tony. Thank you very much. Friendship marketing is such the key. Now, remember, we're not talking about how much can I get from you. Old-fashioned marketing. We don't want that. These people are not dollar signs. They're people, human beings, and we're very sensitive now to the fact that other people, like, have lives, they have personalities, they have loves, they have problems, they have everything. But social media has helped us understand, you know, the heart of many people we knew in the business world. Now we're seeing their personality, their heart side, which is terrific. It's changing the face of marketing. I call it friendship marketing. No one likes it when you see them as a stepping stone or a means to an end. And this would be like a race for business cards. I'll go to a networking event, pretend. How many business cards can I get at this event? That's not good marketing. You want a quality relationship. You want to take the time and not make them feel like you're only there to get something. Sales will happen later, but be patient. The key to successful friendship marketing is to enjoy the fun and excitement of living your book in motion, of living the marketing of your book in motion. So that's a new phrase, friendship marketing. Number one, be the brand. Number two, start creating your community way in advance or start creating it this very second. Stacy, we know that you are an author, book site, website expert. This is
important.
Yes.
Among many other things.
Oh, yeah, true.
But, yeah, spoke number three is your author or book website. Really important to have a way to communicate to the world, the way to represent yourself on the Internet, to have that online presence. The first and easy thing to do is to create a book page or section on your expert site or create your own book site altogether. Make sure it's clean-looking, fresh. Your site should be a reflection of the quality of your content and of who you are and what your book is. Avoid those cheap-looking sites that look like just a template you threw up there just to say you have a website. Your site should be very clean, and it's a place to invest your time, your energy, and your money. It's how you will be evaluated. So if it's good, if it's not good, the blink factor will always ring true. Annie always talks about having the blink. She does. She has an amazing blink factor. And it's the instant impression of good or bad. And the first impression is always a last impression. That does stay true. Mm-hmm. Now, it will be in play when you have the blink factor. We are a soundbite society. Okay, when visitors come to your site, they will immediately know whether or not they can trust you as an expert. They will get a yes or no answer within seconds of visiting your page. So it better be good. It's really important to have that. It's mm-hmm. going to be your place where you can post all of your platform building for your book and yourself, as well as people being able to connect with you and building that community and really involving that friendship marketing that Annie was talking about previously.
Terrific, and don't forget your conversion strategy. Mm-hmm. Remember, Amazon is very well developed in the book purchasing market or the book selling market, so definitely link your book to Amazon. People know, love, and trust Amazon, believe me. I'll buy anything Amazon has to offer, and I do. Okay, I trust them. However, if they're coming to your site, they kind of prefer to do the Amazon route, so it's okay. It's okay because you want the Amazon numbers. Amazon keeps track. They start moving you up the list. The more momentum you can get, the more you're going to get. So it's self-fulfilling prophecy for that. So you want people to be buying from Amazon, no problem. Our next point, number four, is the actual quality of the books that you're going to be publishing. Know the guidelines for the proper, the respected, the elegant print type. Get an easy-to-read style book with professional quality font. 1.5 spacing is recommended, not single space or double space. We've all seen that big, bulky, rounded print. Who can read that without a headache? It gets in the way of the flow of the language. I don't care who the author is. If I open a book and the print is not right, I can't buy it. I can't enjoy it. Not too many pages, not too few, just enough. Great cover design is critical. And be sure the book's name is not offensive to anyone. Okay? No slang, no words that can be taken out of context, no politically incorrect style titling. Make sure the subtitle explains exactly what the benefit is to the reader, but not too long, as that suggests you are an amateur. A point one of our authors made, who we know and love, by the way, and you'll recognize your point, is that the marketing starts with the first word of the title, and we agree, titling strategy is critical. Social media is number five, big, big player, a big win. When I mention something's a big win, it's because maybe dozens, if not hundreds, of sign-ups today have pointed to it as a big win for them. In this case, you are able to search out your niche market. You're able to follow them. You're able to tweet. You, of course, know the etiquette of tweeting. It is absolutely essential right now to have a presence in social media on Facebook and Twitter. And there's a very important reason, not for the reasons you've heard everywhere else, but another key reason. These are respected sites by Google, the search engine that's going to create your author relevance, your author authority on the Internet, your author thumbprint on the Internet. These sites rank high. When you create a Twitter account, you have a site that's ranking high, a 7 out of 10, an 8 out of 10, linking back to your site, which could be a 1, 2, or 3. And we're just authors. I mean, these big news sites are ranked high. When you have a big ranking site linking back to you, it means you are more of an authority in the eyes of Google, and that's going to help you. You want to have a social media presence on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, we're looking at the blink factor here. A lot of people say, well, how could that help me sell books? When people come to your Twitter or Facebook account, they get, or page, they get an impression. And the impression is, do I know, can I know, love, touch, and trust this expert? And if the answer is yes, you're making a new friend. These new friends can open up so many doors for you. Like with this friendship marketing we did for the teleseminar, we've reached people all over the world are on this call right now, everywhere through friendship marketing, because their communities brought it a step further, and they tweeted it, and they broadcast it, and it went viral around the world. That's what you get from social media, from building relationships. So definitely have the pages. Don't question the value. Create them. If you need help creating, I mean, there are many services that can help you do that. Will your book be the next viral sensation? It could be if you've tapped into this next big thing, all right, which is the whole social media, building relationships and being a good community member. People want to know about something they're interested in, and social media is a great way to get others to know about you as well and to be the face behind the book, all right? It's a good example of friendship marketing at its best. Clients reported that social networking has worked for them. And why not? Your community is getting to know you. And if you know why your market needs you, very key though is to write a book that your market needs. Okay, critical is to have the book that's socially relevant. That's a fundamental to selling books. You have to give your market the information they need, and they have plenty of money to buy everything you have. All right, they will be buying from you. Big win, Tony. Here we go. Number 6, big win for book sales. Do you want to take this over? It's just huge. This was the number one way that most of our authors said worked for them. Tony, do you happen to know what it is?
Yeah, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Speaking for free. Just getting out there and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Any
and all speaking events are big, big winners.
I have a client right now that is, I kind of pushed her into Toastmasters because she needed some help getting some experience. This was 8 months ago. She's now the president of her local chapter. She's now selling books because when she goes to speak somewhere for free, they let her bring books along. I mean, it's fundamentally the simplest thing you can do. And man, Annie, it really creates buzz.
Total buzz. And friendships and emails. You can capture emails in the most responsible, respectful, loving way. You know, person-to-person marketing. Before you know it, these people are bringing you opportunities you could only dreamed of before, because they may know about the opportunity. They know, love, touch, and trust you. They're going to bring you the opportunity. So speaking events have turned into the huge, big sellers of books.
Were you surprised, Annie, when you got feedback from hundreds of people that joined the call today that was the number one thing?
No, I wasn't, because I knew that in advance. The authors answered our questions. We answered what worked, what did not work, and what do you want other authors to know. I had already prepared my talking points for the teleseminar. What they gave me was, I'm right. With what I always knew to be true, really does play out in the marketplace. We have a very keen eye here for truth. Truth in what actually works in the marketplace. We understand what a deliverable is. Will speaking events deliver book sales? The answer is yes. All right? Will doing broadcast emails to people you have know, you do not know? No. I know the deliverables. I sell only deliverables, which has made me very sharp in this industry. So it's a big win for book sales and speaking events. Here's another big win, and this is something every single person on the line can do. Book signings, friends helping friend marketing. Now is the time to ask those around you to sponsor signings and readings in their homes. How much fun is that? Your friends invite people over for a book signing. You sign the books for them. You create a wonderful evening. You give a little workshop right into the hearts of your listeners. Why do they need your book? Do a little talk on it. You're showcasing yourself. You're giving them a sample. I have a great example later I'm going to share with you about why that sampling works so well. Another big win, we're on number 8 right now, is Hosting an author luncheon worked according to our community. Hosting a book party, creating your own buzz and sensation. Your book then takes center stage. Yeah, there's 1,000 more motivation books, but your book is out there taking center stage. Do I want to hook up with a winner? Absolutely. Client called me yesterday, and he said, somebody told me that all I did was align myself with losers. I said, you look like you have a movement going on. I want to align myself with you. You look like a winner. You see what I mean? Is that people want the people who are out there making the things happen. Those are called, you know, the movers and shakers of our community. Big win for book sales. Okay, number 9, niche marketing. Very big. Early in the game, get to know your target market. If you're considered a thought leader, critical now, thought leader and authority in your area of your niche marketing, you can ask for a presence. You've earned it. You have the right to ask for this on an association's board, on an association's website. You can be a columnist. You can contribute to their email newsletter. You can link back to your site. You can talk about your book. And bulk sales. You can suggest, why don't we give everyone in your association the opportunity to buy the book at a discounted price. You sell it cheaper. The organization makes money, and it's a big, big win. When I announce something as a big win here, it's because my audience has also confirmed that this is where their book sales come from. If you are an expert in any area, go to the associations, present yourself, build the relationships over time. You can't build a relationship today and ask for something great tomorrow. Build it over time. We're not going anywhere, guys. We have time. Many people have known me for 15 years in this industry, right? If anyone I met 15 years ago called me and said, I need a favor, I'm on it. If anybody I met a year ago says, I need your help, I'm on it. But somebody I met today and says, oh, I need your help, I'd say, all right, well, let's look into who you are, what you do, because I don't have the certainty to lend them my credibility, you see? So you want to build these relationships over time. And, guys, this is life. This is fun. This is what makes it worth living, living our mission statement in motion, living our book marketing in motion. Tony, I know you like the corporate sales aspect. That is number 10. We are ready to go to number 10, and we're doing very good on the time. Congrats.
Yeah, we got a lot of great information to get to yet, Annie. Thanks. On corporate sales, you know, usually it results from building up relationships over a period of time. Now, I'd like to suggest that we have a lot of authors online today that already have these relationships and maybe haven't tapped into them yet. But, you know, usually friendships built over time can turn into good opportunities for you. And there are business friendships where you stay in touch even when there's no business reasons to stay in contact. So, Annie, it's not always about what can you do for me. You know, friends can make opportunities, or you can talk to your friends. I could right now probably list 20 or 30 people that work for major companies that do all kinds of employee trainings and seminars that would love to have an author come in that could speak to whatever their need would be. So that's a seriously important market that a lot of authors never even consider tapping into, and what they're doing is leaving money on the table by not doing that. Because the corporate market mm-hmm. can be huge. You want to talk about bulk sales, Annie. That's a great market for bulk sales.
Yes, exactly. So build your friendships. Use LinkedIn to start building friendships over time. And then ask when the time is right. You'll know when it's right. You'll feel good about it. A big win for one of our authors was being featured in Costco Magazine. And absolutely, here's why. Name Brand Authority Magazine giving you their seal of approval. This is very similar to a personal referral from a good friend. You trust it. You say, well, if it's in a magazine of this magnitude, Costco Magazine, the book must be good, or they wouldn't have it in the magazine, right? It's exactly the thinking that goes on. Email blast to your community. Now, this works, all right, with some caveats. It's part of the everywhere. People who know me know, I believe, that the ultimate strategy is to be everywhere at all times, and consistency over time with content-rich information. That is my philosophy. You would like your audience in your email blast to your community. This is you speaking to your community, who you are, and that's demonstrated over time. They get to know your writings. They get to know you're a good person. They get to know what you stand for. you respect them. And they also want to know why they want to buy your book, because they're familiar with your information and you've made it clear what the benefits of buying your book really are. They know your book is coming out and they know how your work can improve their lives and help them be more successful. This is where an email blast works for you. Again, you may want to link them to Amazon, not only to get the book sales racked up in your favor, bring your rank up, but also people are comfortable buying Amazon, that's for sure. And then you get the Amazon bells and whistles later with people who bought your book also bought this book, and you can be in that too. People who bought the other book also bought your book, and then this way you've got that circle of marketing going on where niche people, what Bookstats have found, if people are going to buy one book on leadership, they're going to buy five books on leadership. Terrific. You're okay with them buying four of your competitors as long as they buy yours too. Creating an internet presence is important. It's called a digital thumbprint for your book. It's essential to your success as an authority. And then, of course, your book sales follow if you're considered an authority. Look who's talking. They want authorities to be talking. Seek out opportunities on the Internet. Now, there's a difference between Internet marketing and Internet reputation. Remember where I said earlier that Twitter and Facebook pull up your rankings? That's good for Internet reputation. You're considered stronger than your competitors. We want that for you. Internet marketing is different. It's about getting placements and blog placements and internet news sites, you know, to mention you or carry your articles. There's many other internet marketing, such as the AdWords campaign, the distribution campaign, the search engine campaigns. There's a lot of those going on too. We at Annie Jennings are experts in internet marketing as well as internet reputation, because it's critical that our authors have both. And, of course, we added these services so that we were able to help an author achieve better results in their Internet marketing, because it's so integrated right now. I happen to like the Amazon bells and whistles. Buy them all. Yes, they're expensive, but don't waste your money on other things. We're advising you, do not waste your money on PR that does not have deliverables. We're getting to that soon. Amazon bells and whistles sell books. When you can sign up for all of their email blasts that go out to interested parties who have purchased similar books, yes, when those emails come in to me, I click them open. If it's a new book, I will look at the author, and I'll say, okay, why does this author know something I don't? If they have a bio that's impressive to me, I'll buy their book, no questions asked. I'm in. I buy books. I spend $20 to get your lifetime of information. For me, that's the biggest bargain in the world. That's why some people say I'm so smart. And that's kind of a joke, but not really, because I do read four books a day. In fact, I buy the Kindle version, and I buy the hard copy because I like a book collection. By the time the hard copy arrives, I've read the Kindle version. That's me, but there's a lot of me's out there that read, that love to read. But I want to know who's talking before I buy the book. I want to make sure that their information is not outdated, it's current, it's next level. I look for media hits, I look for associations with organizations, I look for credentials, I look for ways that they can promise me through the subtitle, the title, and the benefit-oriented copy on the cover, what I can learn that I don't know already. And will I invest in what I don't know? Absolutely. How many times would I spend $100 to learn something that I can sell for $10,000? Every day of the week. That's why you buy Amazon bells and whistles. They provide access to markets you can't get on your own. Book platform. All right. I think I can bring in one of my co-hosts on this book platform. Stacey, are you a book platform expert?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
At this point, definitely, we're experts on all sorts of platforms. But with the book, you want to showcase what your book has accomplished, reviews and rewards. If you have freelance journalists reviewing your book, even if you can't get a big media outlet, as those types of magazines and other media outlets are generally given to major publishers, authors, you can get freelance journalists to do that. People that are going to be interested in the content of your book. Testimonials are fantastic as well. Get business cards made up for your book. Get your book name, website, a little bit about you, your email, and what the benefit is to the reader. A nice, quick summary, so they can, again, have a snapshot of why they'd be interested in buying your book. Okay, post these little brochures and banners on your local community billboards. You know, when you go to the grocery store and they have that cork board there, put up a business card, a brochure, or a banner up on there. So that will be very helpful in spreading the word about your book, especially in your local community. It always starts at home. It's a great base to build because you have that natural tie-in. People want to hear from you. They naturally want to see people in their community do well. So it's really important to continue to build your book platform also. And I know, Annie, we talked a little bit about friendship marketing, about email blasts. What's the difference with affiliate marketing?
Well, you know, Stacy, affiliate marketing is really a neat thing to do. We talked about, you know, email blasts and how those don't really work. You know, a lot of people will go out and buy a list. You know, especially a lot of print-on-demand companies have this a la carte menu of stuff that's really expensive. One of those items is you can buy an email list of book buyers. Well, the danger in doing that, of course, is it kind of misses all of the things we've already talked about. The majority of these people, the vast majority of these people, will have no idea who you are. But what does work is affiliate marketing. And I'll give you just a simple example. Let's say Stacy Kaufman wrote a book on being a publicist, and she were to send me an email saying, "Hey, Tony, my book's coming out next Thursday. Would you mind sending to your list, you know, just a little notice that I've got this book coming out, and you'd appreciate it if they would take a look at it?" Now, think about the power of that when you start doing the math. How many friends do you have in your network? How many friends do they have in their network, and so on and so on. And so the idea of affiliate marketing becomes very real, and what you're really doing is touching a lot of people that you wouldn't have been able to touch in any other way. I can almost guarantee you they weren't going to be on that list of quote-unquote book buyers that you spent thousands of dollars for to get an email address. And what you're really going to find out is you're going to get a lot of angry emails back, people ask you to take them off the list. Affiliate marketing absolutely solves that problem. So I would seriously suggest that that's something that you definitely want to do. Also, putting together a trailer for your book, and it's kind of like a preview. And again, you know, we just talked about Amazon and all the stuff there. Anybody that's an author that has a book on Amazon, you know, you can go in as the author and write about your book. There is no reason in the world for you not to do that. It's actually important. I mean, that's another, you know, Annie talked about the touch element of this. This is another way to touch a group of people that you wouldn't be able to do really in any other platform. And again, it's a trusted, Amazon's a trusted platform. So if you go into Amazon and you put a little trailer together that you can use in, you know, as part of your email signature, you can certainly use it on your own website. You can use it, of course, at Amazon. On Facebook, you can use it when you're using Twitter. The applications are absolutely powerful, and I've got it. You know, again, I've written two books, so this is not something that I'm just guessing at. I happen to know that that's powerful stuff, and so when you start to think about ways that you can market that don't cost a dime. So for those of you that are really budget conscious, and I know there are a lot of you that are budget conscious, I get that. It's not cheap to write a book. It's not cheap to get it published, especially if you're doing print-on-demand or you're self-publishing. And even if you had a publisher, even if you were lucky enough to get an advance, chances are that advance didn't cover all of your expenses. And so here's an opportunity for the budget conscious marketer to do something for themselves that is not only cost-effective, it is bottom-line effective. So anyway, there's a lot that you can do. Annie, I'm gonna bring you back in
okay.
for a moment.
This is an important spoke. I mean, get an assistant. Notice how the everywhere at all times philosophy, and let me tell you what that means in real life. 6 a.m. is my start time. I am kid you not. If I am not done at 6 p.m., it's more like 8 p.m. And it's because to be everywhere at all times, you're running these spokes. Now you're running those 18 spokes of the platform wheel. Now you're running the 18 spokes of the marketing wheel. It's consistency over time that wins. You're going to find out. We're about to go to what our real authors have said. Consistency over time is critical. There's a lot of people who start up and then pull out. It just gets to be too hard. Well, that's okay. And they can do that. It wasn't their destiny. But if it's yours and you're committed to selling books, get an assistant. Remember, you can get interns from college. They're only too happy to get credit. You get them about 2 days a week, 4 hours a day. They can help you with these spokes of the platform wheel. They can help you with social media and all the other things you would like to do. So the Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, All Talk, No Action book author has no future. And this is sometimes what happens accidentally when you just have too much to do to yourself, including running your business and taking care of your families, like I do. Yeah, but I'm a multitasker. I have 4 computers on my desk. Finally, 4 can keep up with me. Three ran circles around them.
You guys think she's joking.
No, I'm not, Tony. I could do it.
I told her one morning, she said, hold on, I'm turning all the computers on.
Yeah, and then I had to put the 4th one up.
Right.
Because it was just, I need action. I need to move. That's what it's like doing, managing all this. I happen to be that type of style person where I can multitask. But if you're not, just go for it. Get yourself help. It's an investment because you're not going to be buying fake publicity services. I'm going to tell you that in a little while. Don't put any money towards non-deliverables. Now we're going to spend money wisely. Spend money where it helps you. Spend money where you can see a return on investment. Hiring or getting an intern is a return on investment. It's a media asset. You want media assets. You do not want expenses. We're right on target, Tony. Here we are, just as we had planned.
Yeah, we are. We're doing a good job.
Yes. When we set up this teleseminar, we asked people to answer questions for us. What did work in their book marketing? What did not work? And I can't wait to get to some of their answers. And what they really would like you to know. So I know you've all been very good listeners. Thank you. We're going to continue to move through the list because it's so content-rich. I don't want you to miss a beat. I really don't. Here we go. Okay. What? A couple of new terms that we've discussed. Friendship marketing. We've discussed about the no love and touch. Okay. And trust factor. Talked a lot about the personal touch. These are critical, and I knew them to be true. The authors who answered the survey, of which there were over 500, also agreed in many ways that these were true, and they gave me some fun stuff, too. So here we do. What worked? Buying a website. Yeah, of course. All-in-one-place information, well-designed conversion strategy. Must have. Giving free speeches, speaking to groups, overwhelming favorite. Big, big win. Giving talks with back-of-the-room sales, live speaking events. You get that up-close and personal touch factor. Wins big in book sales and other opportunities. Face-to-face meetings with people lead to other opportunities. They like you. They want to recommend you, and they do. Biggest secret of all, don't hide behind your email or your computer. Get out into the world and meet people. But capture information as well. Get the business cards with the email. Speaking, article writing, and newsletter writing, all was reported as working. Referral marketing, face-to-face, networking face-to-face, word of mouth, all these things are working for people in buying books. This is right from the authors themselves. Personal references carry a lot of credibility. When your friends say, yes, buy this, you do. And when they say, no, don't buy that, it's not worth it, we don't have to ask any more questions. That does the trick for us. People believe others' opinions if they have a good relationship with them. It's another great reason to be a friend to others and engage in very good friendship marketing. Local networking groups, another very, very nice win for our authors. Presenting a boot camp. Now, I like this one. Think about this. People go to boot camps and specialized workshops to learn. They are there to learn. They go with intent. They've paid to get in. They want to buy products. All right, you have an audience that wants to buy your products. Now, you give them the goods. I am all for creating next-level book content, next-level products. Don't be stuck in the past. Every day is a new opportunity for a new product because we're 24 hours past yesterday. There's new stuff going on. They're going to buy your materials. You're invited as a speaker to a respected boot camp. They've paid to get in. They love that you're presenting, and now they want to go home packed with a suitcase full of your stuff. Give them the opportunity to buy. They buy resources. They're there to buy resources. If I go to a boot camp and I wanted to learn, I'd leave with every single thing that author offered. Why? I trust them. I don't have to go hunting on the internet and wind up in Timbuktu with 10 Trojan viruses all over my computer that shuts down and now I've got a big problem. I don't want to learn that way. I want to learn from professionals that I know, I trust, and I have touched through a personal presentation. I've been in the room with them. That's how I learn. Going on a national show is a big win for people. National audience, that's lots of numbers across the country, gives everybody a chance to sample you. Picture yourself at a big warehouse, everybody, and there's a million books all over the place. And the warehouse person, the warehouse boss says, okay, you have 5 minutes to pick a book. Well, you just happened to see someone on the Today Show that morning, and there was a book on, you know, how to become an optimist in 24 hours. What book are you going to blurt out? Right? Especially if you enjoyed the segment. You say, I want 24-hour optimism right now. You're going to get that book because you know, love, you've touched the author, and you have the trust appeal. Now, see how you're standing out from the millions of other books? Because you're getting out there building a relationship. We cannot go through all 1 million titles in our area, decide which one, and evaluate each one. It would take us forever. We have to allow the media to do that for us, to select the winners. And believe me, as a publicist, they select the winners. We create the winners for them to select, but that's our strategy, of course. National shows, celebrity implied endorsement. We have a client who, one of the big hosts on Fox, introduced him as the guru of a certain area, and the guy's on fire right now. He became a regular consultant to the show. He got his own TV show, went wild from there. Webinars was a big win for people. Webinars that are content-rich, no buy me, buy me, buy me. We've seen those webinars. Tony told us about his. No big upsell, people. But you know what? You should have products available for sale. You really should. But a webinar is this is not an advertisement vehicle. This is I'm going to share with you valuable strategy, and let's say strategy level 1, and I'm going to offer you ways to purchase level 2, level 3, 4, and 5. Would I buy it in an instant? Would I spend $100 to learn services or products that I could sell for $1,000? Of course. Every day of the week I would do that. Here's another win. Having two books, a couple of his books selected for textbooks worked very well. Now that's a tough nut to crack. We've been there with our authors. They've tried to do that. It's a while. You have to build up your credibility, your relationships within the organizations. It gets a little tougher. You're probably going to need some credentials, insider type credentials to do that. But this author was able to do that, and when your book is selected as a textbook, that's a lot of credibility and of course a lot of sales. Other authors mentioned, get out there and meet people. Referral programs, friendship-to-friendship marketing. That is, your friends who said, let's say you're a therapist and you have therapist friends, and they have community. And you said, would you like to share this book? So the therapist looks at the book, your friend, says, I like the book. I am going to tell my audience about it. That's real. That's integrity. That's honesty. That's sincerity. That's what you want. That sells books. References from other professionals, absolutely. I mean, seriously, if you're a professional, guard your referrals like gold. Only give them, or your name's going to become meaningless. You're going to be on everybody's book cover. That doesn't do well for you. You want to guard your recommendations like gold, or your referrals and testimonials, but when you give them, they will have meaning. All right. Book signings, public appearances, where sometimes where proceeds, where the proceeds went to a local organization, in this case such as the Diabetes Association, worked very well. The author here was presenting in front of a very targeted market, and sure, every book she probably sold the books at a discount, and she probably promised another donation to a very valuable organization and actually made that happen. Target Speaking, it goes on to, my notes that go on to say that, for instance, if your book is on diabetes, speaking to this community with the credentials and the knowledge, or you wouldn't have been invited anyway, they trust you. They're willing to walk away with the book because everybody has diabetes books. There's a lot of them out there. Which one do you choose? You have to choose somebody. This is an illness. This is serious. People want to get better. They have to choose the person that they trust the most. Another very, very big win. Speaking to Rotaries, reaching out to target markets. In this case, the author sharing was women who make buying decisions. Big win. Public talk sponsored by somebody who had the list of the right type of clients. Someone else is doing a talk. They're inviting all of their members. They invite you to present. Consider that a tremendous honor because that's their endorsement of your credibility and your abilities as well and your expertise. Some simple things came in like being in front of people. Again, speaking events comes up all the time, seminars, free talks, personal networking. Do you see what I'm talking about here? The touch marketing, the personal touch, up close and personal is selling books. In your niche market is selling books, where you're a membership. If you buy an ad, this is a good one. This person was a member of Mensa, and he bought an ad in the Mensa Bulletin. Fabulous. That's a target market. And, yeah, buy an ad there. Sure, make sure it has their, you know, where they can buy the book. But why not? It's target marketing. It's friendship marketing. You're letting them know. People want to buy high-quality material. You've got to let them know you're out there in a responsible way. One of my favorites here is for a cookbook. It was a face-to-face demonstration where she sold her most books, and samples were provided. Hello, great idea. Now, think about this one. When you're on a radio show, right, and authors reported, by and large, that radio and TV shows worked. Why? The personal touch, the up-close and personal, the showcasing of yourself as an expert, allowing the buyer to sample your knowledge, like the cookbook example above, they got a taste of you, and they want more, more, more. Bingo, book sale. A lot of people said focus on target market. Maintaining that focus, consistency over time. No here today, gone to market. No sporadic. Did not work for this author. No sporadic newsmaker news mailings. Because, you know, you're here today, gone tomorrow. Why should they believe you this time? Print review from a respected outlet. That's a big win for book sales. Start working on your reviewers. There's so many books being sold, they have to have a way to position your book above the others. I say go for it with getting book reviews. You can hire an independent journalist to give you a book review. There's plenty of them out there. You can find them and say, I want your honest opinion. You'll pay them. They'll do a book review for you. Your choice whether to use it. Hopefully they like the book, and now you can start putting that in your marketing materials. Journalists associated with freelancers, associated with many of the major magazines, are very, very strong for you. Print reviews, sell books. I'll read a review. I'll go buy the book right away. I'll buy it twice, Kindle and hard copy. But I do it within 5 minutes. Do you know one time with the Kindle, a funny little story, only a bit of a segue. I'm sitting there getting my hair done, right? She's rinsing the highlights out of my hair. I've got my Kindle. When my head's back, my Kindle's like way up in the air. I bought a book. I bought a book while she was rinsing out my hair. There you go. I was reading it while she was doing it. It delivers in 5 seconds. It's phenomenal. Kindle, get it. You are going to so love it. And, of course, everybody, make sure your books are available for Kindle. Here's why the Kindle, and I'm a book reader, believe me. I love the touch of a book, the feel, the excitement of driving home with the book in my car. I love it every second of it. But Kindle allows the words to go right into your brain. There's no book. You're not holding anything. It's your reading. You're absorbing. It's a phenomenal, fun way to read a book, especially on the beach with no sunglasses. I did that. 3 days in a row, I read an entire book, cover to cover, or whatever, Kindle to Kindle. Here is another thing that works very, very well, and it was giving away things for free. Then we come down to the person who said giving away too much for free, and I know what that means. Too much for me sets the precedent that they never really have to pay for your information. Enough for free is enough to whet the appetite, like the cookbook example, a taste, okay? Now, I want to move a little faster about what did not work because we have only a few minutes left. I'm going to read these down, assume there's commentary on each. If there's enough demand, I'm happy to do this again with more commentary. Avoid being dressed up with nowhere to go. Even the most developed website cannot help you if your target audience does not know they like you. Publicity and outreach is critical. Did not work. Newspaper advertising. Sure, advertising is considered pretty much dead. You have to do like a million, you have to do a lot of impressions, a 3 to 6 month campaign. Costly. Don't waste money. Paper advertising, another one. Advertising in local magazines. Doing nothing didn't work, okay? Newspapers, newsletter, and blogging didn't work, probably because there's no audience. That's internet marketing, building your audience. Newspaper ads did not work. Targeted marketing flyers did not work. I love this one. The strategy that did not work for this author was wishing. Now, going back a second to targeted marketing flyers, you think it's a flyer. It's a non-personal touch. You have no friends. You probably sent, like, flyers to organizations all over the world. Who cares? It's a waste of paper. You have to have those relationships in place. Tony, were you gonna jump in?
I just love that. Wishing it's going to work and it not working, well, imagine that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Here's another one said, and I love this one, too. Waiting on my bleep. You can imagine what that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Waiting on my, and then I would say it, but it's slang, but, you know, waiting on themselves to get moving is not going to work. Here's what didn't work. Direct mail, print ads in phone books, other directories. Again, no personal touch. They needed much more touch points to make a sale than just a one-time ad. Direct mail is dead unless you do regular postcard mailings with a huge call to action and a benefit value station. A statement. Otherwise, this is considered a massive waste of our resources. When you get 10 catalogs in the mail every single day, doesn't that kind of bother you? You know, because of all the trees and resources wasted right now when we're really looking towards conservation, certainly bothers me. So direct email, direct mail was a dud. Expensive mailings, do not spend your money there. Hiring someone to write a release who did not know, and the author said me, or my topic, of course. You want to hire people with a knowledge of your industry to write your press release, or how can they know what you know and do the good job? Cold calling and solicitation, of course, never work. Mass emails did not work, and I think because they were impersonal, and they may have gone out to millions of people who were so-called on an opt-in list, and those aren't going to work for you because there's no credibility factor. There's no, I trust this author. Traditional bookstores, very interesting. One author said this did not work for him, and I think it's because there is a lot of competition, and probably the author did not stimulate consumer demand, meaning no reason for people to run into that bookstore and get the book like I do. All right, when I find a book that I'm there. I run. I go get it. Or make a mental note to buy it next time. So if you're going on a major media show in the area, tell the bookstores. They want to sell. They want to move your books to the front. That's the store owner's decision. If they know you're going on a show in the area and they say, you know what, we could sell maybe 50 copies of this book. Let's get these things up front. You want that. If you're in the bookstore, use your marketing to the advantage. You'll have the relationships built. Remember, we talked earlier about getting to know your booksellers. Now when you're going to be on the show, the big show in Boston, we'll pretend, go tell them you're going to be there. Call them up. You know them by now. Your assistants can email them. Let them know you're going on the show. They'll put those things up front. They're in the profit model, too. Believe me, bookstores, they're down. Their profits are down, but not for long. You can count on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everybody to make a huge comeback. These people are brilliant. Buying an ad in the magazine that pitched all the stations, that was interesting. I think people have different results on that. This particular person got only 5 small market in emails. I think interviews, one of the reasons is the copy's created in advance. That has to be broad-based. With somebody like us, your copy's created the day the headline hits the news. You're socially relevant. Many times we can step in front of everyone else because we've, quite frankly, have the better guest. Hiring a retainer-based PR firm did not quite work. As you know, we're pay-for-placement only. I don't keep your money if I don't earn it. That's because I'm an alpha. alphas don't. We want the thrill of the hunt. We want the chase. We want the creativity. We want the challenge. That's what our publicists here are made of. Remember, when you're buying a retainer-based publicity, many times the person working on your account is a low-level employee with low rate. They get their money no matter what happens. Your money is going to the owners of the company. All right, your publicist gets paid regardless if you get the placement. So now you do the math. Retainers take away the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt. You know, we're alphas. Publicists should be alphas. We're in command. We're in charge of the people. We're driving creativity and challenge. We have relationships. You know, we want the prize. We want the payment. We want the accomplishment. If you take the fun out of it by paying them in advance, where's the pizzazz? Where's the light? Where's the fire? Therefore, it's not unusual to hear you have, there's no outcomes. All right, now, I'm going to run through this. Web sales, probably because the web sales had no conversion strategy, sending out postcards, again, no touch points, audio business cards, no touch points. Someone said not having a clue how to promote a book. True, it's not going to help you. Google AdWords didn't work for one expert, but I've got some ideas on that. Promoting to people who go to events for free. They find that, I guess, people who go for free aren't necessarily buyers. We can review that later. Not having a strategy to begin with. Book signings may not have worked for some people, probably because you have to invite all your friends, your community. You really have to get the buzz going. Buzz, buzz, buzz is everything. Get your friends to organize their friends to show up and support you. Radio worked for some, may not worked for others. And for the radio that may not have worked for others could have been smaller shows. It could have been the guest was not prepared with the media training skill set to sell the book in the interview. Remember, the shows are across the gamut. Some are high listenership, high impact, which is the ones we book here only. And some can be smaller shows. So we don't know what happened there. Now, some people wanted others to know this. Get a great graphic designer. Get a publicist. Don't throw your money away. Hire deliverables. Keep marketing 2 years later, and this author is just realizing it's time to take control of marketing. Actually have a marketing plan before publication. It's all timing. Don't give up no matter what. Don't wait for others to do the work for you. Make your own miracles happening. It's all marketing. Be hands-on. POD does not get you distribution with large box retailers. Okay, so you can approach them yourself. And that it's easier than they think. I like that. Marketing is easier when you think when you know the right strategy, such as what I'm telling you right now. You're finding out what is selling books. So you're going to do this strategy above sending out, you know, paying thousands of dollars for sending out to millions of opt-in so-called emails that really get you nothing and turn out to be a waste of time, according to my experience and the experience of our authors. Be a legitimate expert. Marketing is exhausting and intense work. Not for me, but for those whose mission and passion it's not. Have crisp messages and 3 points. In other words, really be prepared when someone says, tell me about your book. Get a good publicity package deal. Good. Hire on deliverable. No way that should change. I believe in the model that we use, pay-for-placement model. And here's some fun things. Self-publishing gives you control, but with the control, you have to take the responsibility to market because there's no one out there to do it but you. All right? You can't tell people to come to an event and hope they show up. The second you use the word hope, I hope they book me, get rid of it. That means that the strategy is flawed. You will never hear us say, well, I hope we can get you on the Today Show. No, we can or we can't. And I know the reasons why, and we work to get you on the show. There's no hope. I hope this pitch works. No way. You're not going to hear that here. This pitch will work. Okay? Here we go with I'm going to go to the end now, Tony, and I want to talk about the big win, the big loser, and the one most important thing authors want you to know. One of the things an author said at the very end was of her suggestion was get someone to look after you, and I thought, how beautiful is that? Get a publicist who knows what they're doing and is willing to go the extra mile for you. Get someone to look after you. I love that. Okay, what was the biggest winner for book sales? Here we go. Stacy or Tony, do you want to guess in one word answer?
Speaking.
You got it. You win.
I win.
Personal touch, showcasing your authority, the the right target audience up close and personal. The biggest loser. What was the biggest loser in book sales that just about everybody agreed to? Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, anything that doesn't have the personal touch.
Exactly. Or impress your potential book buyer. So it's the opposite of the biggest winner. The lesson, get out and touch someone. Now, the one most important thing other authors really wanted you to know, and this really stood out for me, is this. Take responsibility. Do not waste money on wishing or falling for fake publicity outreach that is all process, no results. Hiring the right publicist will make a big difference in your outcome. One author wanted to tell you this, and this is what I will end with. Honesty, sincerity every time, and that marketing is king. The end.
Amazing, Annie. Just great information. And Annie and Stacy from AnnieJenningsPR.com. And what a gift, Annie. Thank you so much for imparting all of this great information to all of us today.
It's my pleasure. Go out there and sell books, people. We love that. And keep me posted.